It's Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. To get in on the golf talk, call 1-888-760-3776. That's 888-760-ESPN. Email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is also brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, Village Golf Club, Chili's Grill and Bar, and Trans World Business Brokers. Here's Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 and streaming live at ESPN760.com.
All right, happy Sunday, and welcome to the show. It is the 28th day of December. The year, for three more days at least, is 2008, and the 52nd and final episode of the year is now upon us. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you. I'm riding solo today. Pat Rooney Jr. out of town for the holidays. So you got me today, but I'm not alone. Jason Pugh behind the glass, making sure everything runs smoothly. He's filling in for Colin Holder today. Colin is also out of town for the holidays. Much deserved respite for Colin as he busts his butt all year long. Brian Rowitz is here as well, helping out. So that's your cast of characters with you for the next 2 hours. We will take you up until 10 o'clock. 888-760-3776 is the number to jump in on the Golf Talk this morning. 888-760-3776. You can also email the show. GolfExchange@thehondaclassic.com is the email address. That's all one word. GolfExchange, all one word, at thehondaclassic.com. And always remember, you can listen via live streaming audio at the official tournament website, thehondaclassic.com. And first of all, before we embark on the golf talk, got to hand out some congratulatory remarks. First of all, Jason and Brian, congrats to your Florida Atlantic University Fighting Owls, who had the huge victory a couple nights ago, the day after Christmas up in Detroit in the Motor City Bowl. And tell you what, man. Mr. Schnellenberger knows how to conduct himself on the football field. He is now 6-0 all time in bowl games. Howard Schnellenberger still undefeated. You know, the Miami Dolphins love to say that the 72 team is still undefeated, and of course they are, and they're still the only undefeated team. And Howard Schnellenberger, by the way, was offensive coordinator on that team as well, so that's how far back he goes in football annals. But Howard Schnellenberger still undefeated as far as college football bowl games go. So he's now 6-0 in his career as the FAU Owls defeat Central Michigan, the Chippewas, on Friday night up in Detroit in the Motor City Bowl. So first of all, congratulations to the FAU Owls. And I also got to say congratulations to the Florida State Seminoles. FSU looked phenomenal yesterday in spanking Wisconsin at what was the bowl? Was it the Capital One Bowl? No, it was the Champ Sports Bowl. Champ Sports Bowl yesterday in Orlando. FSU just totally destroyed Wisconsin in that game. So congratulations to Bobby Bowden. 21st career bowl game victory for Bobby Bowden. That is an all-time record. And congrats to FSU. I have a lot of Florida State friends, including my buddy Rob Morris, who is the proprietor of the Chick-fil-A right here on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. And Rob was up in Orlando yesterday taking in that game, and glad that for him, at least, it was a victory. So, because I know the last game he went to, it was not a victory, and he had to sit in the pouring rain up in Tallahassee as my Gators spanked the Noles. So glad that my buddy Rob got to see a nice game yesterday in good weather and Florida State wins. So, okay, there we go. I got them out of the way. Congratulatory marks for the FAU Owls and the Florida State Seminoles. Hoping that in about a week and a half, I can send out those same congratulatory remarks. That's a tough one to say, to the Florida Gators, who of course will be playing in the national championship game. Speaking of the Florida Gators, just about 20 minutes from now, PGA Tour Pro Dudley Hart, a University of Florida graduate, will be joining the show. Dudley was just recently named the PGA Tour's 2008 Comeback Player of the Year. Dudley Hart, who took most of 2007 off to be with his triplets. He has three little girls, and he had to spend almost the entire year with them in 07 because his wife was diagnosed with lung cancer. So as you can imagine, did not play a lot of golf, but he made his comeback this year in 2008, had a phenomenal year, ended up with a top 12th place in the FedEx Cup playoffs, and won himself about $2.5 million. So Dudley Hart, PGA Tour Pro and Florida grad, recently named the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. He'll be joining us in about 20 minutes. Also on the show today, our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Caro. He will join us during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, and we'll be talking to Rick about the biggest stories for the year in the sports business. And sports business, obviously the biggest story this year is the struggling economy and how that has affected everything in sports, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, golf. You know, no one's been immune to the fact that the economy has been struggling and that we are now in officially a recession, and that is affecting everything. So the sports professor, Rick Caro, joining us at about 8:40 this morning during our golf business and law segment. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a couple of golf course architects on the show. First of all, at the top of the hour at 9:05, Jim Fazio, a local golf course architect. Of course, he has designed a number of world-class facilities, including Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, which up until this year, this was the final year that it hosted the LPGA Tour's ultimate event, the ADT Championship, which, of course, is the premier event of the LPGA Tour season, the top 32 women on tour each year convening in West Palm Beach for the final event of the year. That will not be returning to Trump International in 2009. And we can ask Jim about that as well, because I'm sure it's a disappointment for him that his one of his finest venues, which has been the host for a premier LPGA Tour event for a handful of years, 5, 6, 7 years now, will not be the case in 2009. But the primary reason we're having Jim Fazio on the show today is to talk to him about his recent redesign of Hawk's Nest Golf Course in Vero Beach, Florida, which has just been named one of the 10 best remodels of the year by Golf Digest magazine. Over 200 golf courses all across the United States, and some in Hawaii and Alaska as well. So all 50 states, well, I don't know if there are any in Alaska that were nominated, but I'm sure there were a couple in Hawaii. Over 200 golf courses in the United States nominated by Golf Digest that were in the running for the top 10 best remodels of the year. And Golf Digest just recently in their January 2009 issue, which has my favorite man in the entire world, Tiger Woods, on the cover, they are listing their best remodels of the year top 10 list. Hawk's Nest Golf Club in Vero Beach coming in at number 7. That's a Jim Fazio redesign, so we'll have Jim on the show in about an hour to talk about that. Also on the show, golf course architect Kip Schultes, another local golf course architect. Of course, Fazio and Schultes, both of these men are based right here in Palm Beach County. And Kip's redesign of Mayakou Lakes right up the road here in West Palm Beach coming in at number 10 on the 10 list of top 10 best remodels of the year for 2008. By Golf Digest magazine. So we'll have Kip Schultes on the show as well to talk about his redesign of Mayakou Lakes Golf Club right here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Also along the way, I will recap the biggest stories of the golf year for 2008 during our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, handful of hot topics in the world of golf. This week we'll have 10 hot topics in the world of golf. It's the top 10 stories of the 2008 golf year. So a lot to get to today on the show, and we will start things off as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And we are without PGA Tour golf for another 2 weeks. The first event of the 2009 season, the second weekend of the year, January 8th through the 11th in Kapalua, Hawaii, for the Mercedes-Benz Championship, which, of course, always kicks off the year. So this weekend, as well as next weekend, the first weekend of 09, we are without professional golf. So got to get creative with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. And this week, we're going to go a little farther south to Atlantis, and it's the 55th annual Leon Pop Sykes Memorial Father-Son Team Championship at Atlantis Country Club, just about 15 minutes south of here in the Lake Worth, Boynton Beach area. And after one round of play, after Saturday's first round, Dana and Devin Quigley combined for a 1-under-par 71, and they go into today's final round with the lead at the 55th annual Leon Pop Sykes Memorial Father-Son Team Championship at Atlantis Country Club. Despite bogeys on the two back nine par fives, the Quigleys of West Palm Beach, of course, and Dana Quigley is a big-time member over at Bear Lakes across the street. Dana and Brett Quigley, both members at Bear Lakes Country Club. Dana, of course, is a Champions Tour player. Brett Quigley, who is his nephew, is a PGA Tour player. And Devin is Brett's cousin, is Dana's son. So the Quigleys take a two-stroke lead into the final round tomorrow over another PGA Tour name, Olin Brown, and his son, Olin Brown Jr., who I believe is a college freshman right now. The Browns, of course, up to Tequesta posted a 73 yesterday. So the Quigleys, Dana and Devin, two strokes ahead of the Browns in first place, Owen Brown and Owen Brown Jr. in second place. Dana Quigley, of course, has won 11 times on the Champions Tour. His first Champions Tour victory came at the age of 50, right when he was ready for the senior circuit in 1997, and he has won 10 more times since then. He was the player of the year on the Champions Tour in 2005. Overall, of course, Dana is 61 years of age. Devin is 24 years of age. They made 4 birdies and 3 bogeys in the alternate shots format. So there you go. It's the leaderboard of the 55th annual Leon Pop Sykes Memorial Father-Son Team Championship just down the road at Atlantis Country Club in Atlantis, right there next to Lake Worth and Boynton Beach. Dana and Devin Quigley going into today's final round with a 2-shot lead over Olin Brown and Olin Brown Jr. And there is your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on this third to final day of the year. It is our final. It's our 52nd and final episode of the 2008 golf season right here on ESPN Radio 760. And coming up next, PGA Tour pro Dudley Hart will be joining us, Florida graduate and just recently named the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. Real quickly, want to let you know about Transworld Business Brokers. In today's economy, owning a business can be a bigger challenge than ever. And if you're wondering if it's time to sell your business, you got to call my buddy Andy Cagnetta at Transworld Business Brokers for a free confidential business evaluation. Maybe you want to retire, or perhaps your business is in trouble, which is obviously going on frequently right now in this down economy. A lot of people are struggling, and maybe you're just burned out, or maybe because the economy is so bad, you are burned out. Whatever your reasons for wanting to sell, Transworld Business Brokers can help you get top dollar for your business. And right now in this economy, getting top dollar is a difficult thing. So you got to go to the best, and that Transworld Business Brokers. They are the largest business brokerage firm in Florida. They're also the most experienced. They will tell you what you need to do to attract top-paying buyers when you're ready to sell. And if you're thinking of buying a business, Transworld Business Brokers has thousands of businesses right now for sale that might be right for you. Call my buddy Andy Cagnetta at Transworld Business Brokers. Find out about buying or selling a business. 800-205-7605 is the phone number. 800-205-7605. Or you can go online, visit them at their website, tworld.com. There's no obligation, so call today. Transworld Business Brokers, matching great buyers with great businesses, one deal at a time. Russ Evans and well, I'm solo today. Pat Rooney Jr. is out of town. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. Jason Pugh behind the glass making sure everything runs smoothly. Going to take a quick break right now. Coming right back with PGA Tour pro Dudley Hart, just recently named the 2008 PGA Tour Comeback Player of the Year. That is up next. Russ Evans with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.
You're listening to Golf Exchange.